Time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your Country Financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. Today's WFIW business of the day is Gillard's True Value Hardware. Save with bargains of the month at Gillard's True Value Hardware in Albion, Grayville, and Carmi. U.S. Steel Corporation says it will restart the second of two shutter blast furnaces at a southwestern Illinois mill and bring back about 300 workers. The decision by the Pittsburgh-based company follows a March announcement that it would restart the other blast furnace at the Granite City Works near St. Louis and recall 500 workers. U.S. Steel laid off about 2,000 workers when it idled the furnaces in 2015. The company says the restart of the first furnace is in progress and that the second furnace should be in operation around October 1st. The actions come after President Donald Trump's announcement of greater tariffs on imported steel. The Jasper County Sheriff's Office reported that 74-year-old Arthur Golden of Montrose was pronounced dead at the scene by Jasper County Coroner Jason Mayer after his body was found in Newton Lake at 4:10 Wednesday afternoon. A boat was observed floating unoccupied around noon, prompting a response from the Jasper County Sheriff's Office, Jasper County EMA, and the Wade Fire Protection District, and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, who all helped in the search and recovery.
Take control of your money. Start by listening to The Dave Ramsey Show.
If you want to win with money, let me give you a good idea. Figure out what most people are doing and run in the other direction. Most people are broke. Most people look good and they're broke. They spend more than they have coming in. They don't live on a plan. They don't have money set aside for emergencies. Normal in America is broke and stupid. You don't want to be normal.
Weekdays at 4 on your News Talk Connection, WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
In other news, officials with Kids in Motion have announced they are sponsoring a free skate event at Skateland Roller Sport in Fairfield on Wednesday, June 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. for all Wayne County area school-aged children. Skate rental is included, but child care will not be provided. All children under 10 years old must be accompanied by an adult. The Fairfield City Council will meet Tuesday night with several items on the agenda. On the agenda is the opening of bids and approving for ordinance for the sale of real property owned by the City of Fairfield. The awarding of bids for the street repairs on Kincaid Drive, Summer Street, and Northwest 9th Street. The approval for the prevailing wage ordinance. Approval of the IBEW contract. Approval of the FOP contract. Approval of striping for non-union full-time employees, an ordinance zoning amendment concerning accessory structures, the Chamber of Commerce street closing request for the 4th of July Independence Day celebration. The closing request pertains to closing Northeast 3rd Street between Main and Court Streets on Friday, July 6th from 2 to 9 p.m. Also on the agenda will be a resolution approving the appointment of an alderman for the 2nd Ward, an updated concerning ordinance violations, and a TIF update. The council will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday in the council chambers of City Hall. Officials with the First United Methodist Church in Fairfield have announced the location and times for the Twiggs Kids Summer Lunch Program. Lakeside Park at the Tice Clevenger Memorial Shelter from 11:30 to noon. Jesus Name Pentecostal Church, 1112 Southwest 6th Street, 11:30 to noon. Manor at the Woodland Shelter, 1 Manor Circle, 1215 to 1245, and St. Edward's Catholic Church, 300 Northwest 5th Street, 1215 to 1245. This location will replace the Northside Baptist Church location. Children and youth may visit one of those locations and receive a free sack lunch. Call the First United Methodist Church at 842-2129 if you have any questions regarding the Twiggs program. In other news, according to the Alzheimer's Association, June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. The goal is to increase public awareness of Alzheimer's disease, available resources, and how people can get involved to support the cause. Alzheimer's is a progressive mental deterioration that can occur in middle or old age. Memory loss and confusion are the main symptoms. The association states every 65 seconds, someone develops Alzheimer's disease in the United States. People are asked to attend education programs, support groups, and fundraising events, understand the benefits of early diagnosis and clinical research, know where to find support and resources, and turning their towns and cities purple and more. A special fundraising cookout has been set for today to benefit the Devin J. Tucker Memorial Scholarship Fund. The event will be held at the three-way stop in Wayne City at the Citgo Station. Devin Tucker is the son of Brandy L. Shum. Devin served in the U.S. Army and has been stationed at Fort Hood, Texas. On June 16th last year, after returning from a tour of duty in Afghanistan, Devin took his own life. He suffered from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. Devin's mother remembers him as a caring person who loved helping others. She says the fundraiser will hopefully help someone else and keep Devin's memory alive. Today's cookout in Wayne City will feature pork burgers, hot dogs, and drinks. They will also have shirts and special decals for sale. All proceeds will go to the Devin J. Tucker Memorial Scholarship Fund. In other news, Wayne County State's Attorney Kevin Kakak reports two defendants being sentenced to prison following appearances Thursday in Wayne County Circuit Court. Travis Woods, 41, of Wayne City, has been sentenced to 15 years in prison on a Class 1 felony conviction of criminal sexual assault. State law requires Woods to serve at least 85% of his time behind bars. After completing his sentence, Woods will have to serve from 3 years to life on parole. The judge gave Woods credit for 32 days he spent in Wayne County Jail awaiting disposition of his case. Cody L. Massey, 33, of Fairfield, has been sentenced to 18 months in prison after pleading guilty to a Class 4 felony charge of being in possession of a controlled substance. The judge gave Massey credit for 4 days he has spent in jail awaiting disposition of his case. The Wayne County Crime Stoppers organization met Thursday evening and voted to pay a $100 cash reward for information that led to the arrest June 3rd of Jacob Reinhard. Reinhard was wanted on a local failure to appear warrant. During Reinhard's arrest, police said he handed a friend a roll of electrical tape. Inside the roll, police said, was a baggie containing suspected methamphetamine. The discovery resulted in an additional charge of being in possession of meth. Carmi City Police report responding to a Carmi Walmart and finding a number of people gathered around a pickup truck where a dog had been left behind with the windows up. Police ran the license plate on the truck and learned the owner was Corey J. O'Donnell, 25, of McLeansboro. Police had O'Donnell paged inside the store. He met the police at his truck, unlocked it, and rolled down the windows for the dog. O'Donnell was also arrested on a warrant that carried a $100 bond. The incident happened around 6:50 Thursday evening. And Samantha J. Mosley, 20, of Carmi, was arrested Thursday on a charge of retail theft. Bond was $150 cash.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showrooms to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899 or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat, massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
Crude oil is at $58.75, unchanged since yesterday. Leonard Ray Pritchett, 76, of Grayville, died Friday at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. He was born April 15, 1942, in Grayville, the son of William B. and Mary E. Pritchett. Ray was retired from a career in agricultural sales. He was a member of the Grayville United Methodist Church. Other memberships include the Moose Lodge and Eagles. He was an avid outdoorsman, enjoyed playing golf with the Over the Hill gang at the Carmi Country Club. Survivors include his dear friend, Mary Ann Salpetra of Newburgh, Indiana, son Jeff Pritchett, and son-in-law George Schmadel of Evansville, grandchildren Lindsay Nicole Pritchett and Chelsea Elizabeth Pritchett. He is preceded in death by his parents, sister Melody Morris, and brother Kenneth Pritchett. In keeping with Ray's wishes, a graveside service will be at a later date in Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. The Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of all the arrangements. Stanley Kent Poole, 75, of Carmi, passed away Thursday, June 7, 2018, at Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He was born June 4, 1943, in Carmi, the son of Stanley E. and Mary Poole. He married Margaret Ann Whetstone on July 1, 1977, in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Stanley attended Carmi schools and graduated in 1962 from the Western Military Academy in Alton, Illinois, and then attended SIU in Carbondale for 2 years. He operated the Dog and Suds and worked at Triangle Wholesale Distributors. He was owner-operator of Pool Disposal Services for 29 years and operated an aluminum can recycling business until August 2011. He enjoyed playing chess and solitaire on the computer. He was an avid pool and poker player. He loved reminiscing about Carmi and teasing people that he really liked. He was a devoted Cubs fan. He attended the First Methodist Church and spent many hours studying the Bible. He is survived by his wife, Margaret Ann, daughter Christy Williams, granddaughter Harper Faith Williams, sister Vicky Hyde, and his beagles, Dixie and Dolly. He was preceded in death by his parents and one brother, Randall Poole. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, June 11, 2018, at the Stendebeck Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with Reverend Randy Douglas officiating. Burial will be in the Burnt Prairie Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, June 10, 2018, at the funeral home. Online condolences may be left at the StendebeckFamilyFuneralHome.com. Michael W. Hartman, 61, of Grayville, died Friday, June 1, 2018. At his home, he was born August 15, 1956, in East St. Louis. The son of Gerald and Patricia McKinney, he was married to Julie McComas on December 24, 2017, and she survives. Mike attended Cornerstone Church in Grayville and was a United States Army veteran. He was a mechanic and had a passion for working on anything mechanical. He enjoyed spending time at the river with his dogs, working on cars, and especially being with his grandchildren. Survivors include his wife, Julie Hartman of Grayville, mother Patricia McKinney of Fairfield, sons Brandon Raymond and Brian Raymond, all of Grayville, daughter Kelly Hartman of Heron, brothers Kenneth McKinney of Alney, Ed McKinney, John McKinney, and Richie McKinney, and Brian McKinney, all of Fairfield, sister Sheila Bailey of Albin, grandchildren Bree Hartman, step-grandchildren Anastasia, Kale, Josie, Brandon, Jr., Madeline, Mayla, and Aiden. He is preceded in death by his father, Gerald McKinney, sisters Patty Mitchell and twin Mickey Hartman, brothers Jimmy McKinney, Jerry Hartman, and Frank Hartman, Jr. In keeping with Mike's wishes, his remains were cremated. Visitation and memorial services will be held today at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is at 10 a.m. and memorial services at 11 a.m. Following the memorial service, military rites will be conducted on the Cook Funeral Chapel parking lot. No services will be conducted at the cemetery, and it is requested that in lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Cook Funeral Chapel to assist with final expenses. And Fairfield native William Kelly Bill Medler, 67, of Hoopston, Illinois, died at 10:15 p.m. Sunday, June 3, 2018, at his home. He was born November 26, 1950, in Fairfield, the son of Harry Charles and Alma May Medler. He was a high school chemistry and biology teacher until his retirement. Survivors include his wife, the former Darlene Knapp, two sisters, Sarah Talbert of Evansville, and Margaret Lang of Newton, and six nieces and nephews, Mark and Scott Talbert, Cassie Jasmine and Nikki Graham, and Carl Lang. Cremation rites will be accorded and visitation will be held 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday, June 16, 2018, at the Hoopston United Methodist Church, 403 East Main Street, Hoopston, Illinois. A memorial service will follow the visitation and will begin at 1 p.m. Saturday at the church. The Anderson Funeral Home is in charge of all the arrangements.
Keep an eye on your home while your toes are in the sand. Vacations are more relaxing with Wabash Watch. When you're miles away on vacation, you'll rest easier knowing that you can still keep an eye on your home. Wabash offers home monitoring solutions for every lifestyle and budget, which can include unlock your door for a visitor or repairman, motion detectors, surveillance cameras, remote monitoring via smartphone, and more. Call Wabash at 618-665-3311 now to learn more.
Sports time has arrived! In local and area sports, FCHS Lady Mules Tennis will hold a summer mini camp for any girl entering FCHS this fall interested in playing on the team. It will be Monday and Tuesday, June 11th and 12th, from 8 to 11 a.m. If you have any questions, call Jane Best at 618-516-2413. And at 2:15 today, catch the Cardinals versus Cincinnati. You can hear the game on 105.9 WOKZ. In national sports in the NBA, in the NBA Finals, the Warriors win a stunning 4-0 with a 108-85 victory over the Cavaliers. In the NHL, Stanley Cup Finals, Capitals win the series 4-1 with a 4-3 victory over the Golden Knights, making this the Capitals' first Stanley Cup win. And in Major League Baseball, the Cubs beat the Pirates 3-1, Giants stomped the Nationals 9-5, the Brewers destroyed the Phillies 12-4, Blue Jays defeated the Orioles 5-1, White Sox over the Red Sox 1-0, Indians beat the Tigers 4-1, Cardinals squeaked by the Reds 7-6, Yankees defeated the Mets 4-1, Marlins shut out the Padres 4-0, the Mariners beat the Rays 4-3, Astros stomped the Rangers 7-3, Angels over the Twins 4-2, Diamondbacks destroyed the Rockies 9-4, Athletics beat the Royals 7-2, and rounding out your baseball scores, the Dodgers defeated the Braves 7-3. Once again, here is your classic hits forecast. Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 91. Tonight, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 69. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are a possibility, partly sunny with a high near 89. Today's WFIW business of the day is Gillard's True Value Hardware. Save with bargains of the month at Gillard's True Value Hardware in Albin, Grayville, and Carmi.